Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you, were you watching the game in the command center downstairs?
I was not.
So were you flipping back and forth between Tigers and the Stanley Cup Finals game one, or you just not pay attention to the Stanley Cup Finals?
I was flipping back and forth between the Tigers, the Stanley Cup Finals, and the College World Series.
Why not the command center?
It's
all the way down there?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is, I got to be honest, we got two kids living at home right now. I spend a lot of time down there, and I walk into the command center and I get depressed because I don't know if you're aware, kids don't clean up after themselves.
Oh,
I got to tell you my new move.
Straight facts.
I got to tell you my new move. This may be considered crossing the line.
Okay.
I have said for years that the kids do not listen when it comes to cleaning up after themselves in the vehicle. In the car, it's terrible. And it's gotten worse since the kids don't have, like, they can drive. They take our cars. They leave our house. They come back. I get in the car in the morning, and there's trash. There's straw wrappers on the seat, and there's, you know, trash, a burger wrapper in a cup holder. Like, it's
French fries.
Uh-huh.
Skittles.
And I've warned them, and I've warned them, and I've warned them.
Yeah.
And I've told them. I said to my wife, I have an idea. Every time I find trash in the car, I take it, whoever had the car, and I go up to their bedrooms, and I put it in their bed.
Okay.
Is that too far?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. You're at your wit's end.
I'm at wit's end. They don't know I'm doing this yet. So I put trash, like, if my wife, it was funny because this morning she's leaving for work. I'm leaving for work. She pulls a cup out of her car from a fast food place and launches it towards me as I'm coming out of the garage. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it now because he's in the bed, but I'm going to take this cup later today. I set it aside and I'm going to go up and I'm going to put it in his bed. And that's just the new thing.
I ain't mad at you.
Okay.
No.
You sometimes have been known to side with the kids.
Yeah, no, not in this case.
Is this cruel?
No, it's not cruel at all. It's not even tough love. I mean, it's kind of funny. It's
okay.
It's a way of addressing a situation that makes it look as ridiculous as it is. Like, this is how stupid this is.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually took the time to take the trash out of the car and put it into your bed.
Yep.
Because you're not taking the time to take the trash out of the car and just throw it in the trash.
Now, what's going to be intriguing, which you have to walk past the trash cans to get in the house. But what's going to be intriguing is, will this go on all summer and they don't even question it? Like,
are they going to live in their own filth?
They're going to live in their, like, oh, I must have left this straw wrapper in my bed.
See, it's going to get interesting when it's like food, when it is French fries.
I mean, we're not going to get too carried away. Oh, I, you know,
you got license to do it, my friend.
I kind of do, but then the problem is invariably it feels like that we are the ones that end up cleaning it. Right now, it's just basically wrappers.
What about doing this? Taking the trash that you see, putting it in the driver's seat, locking the doors of the car, and taking the keys. So when the kids are trying to, they're going to take the car, like, wait a minute, where are the keys? I have the keys. Would you like to come get the keys? I'll meet you outside. And then they go out to the car, and then they see all the trash in the front seat, and then they feel shame.
It's possible. Yep. It's possible. We'll see how the bed thing works.
At some point, something does click, and you go from being a slob in the car to not being a slob in the car.
Yep. Like,
my car is pretty immaculate right now, and it has been for months, and I'm pretty impressed with that. I think even Kang might be impressed with the way my car looks right now.
Got a thumbs up.
Just got a set of clubs in the back and a pair of golf shoes and a hat. That's it.
Okay. I forwarded you a video, and I want you to describe the video.
I must not have gotten it.
Just take a look.
Oh, I may not have gotten this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Sent. Yeah, I sent it to Scott. It's a forwarded email from Kang. Scott, I almost read your email address on the air. You shouldn't do that, but yeah.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No.
Don't know what happened there. Let me try again.
Here he comes. Now I got it.
All right, great. Click. I would like you to click on the link and pause it right at the beginning and tell me what you see.
I see Shohei Ohtani at the plate in position to hit a baseball.
Yep. All right, hit play and tell me what you see.
Shohei Ohtani swinging.
Yep.
Watching.
Yep.
He's posing a little bit, taking a slow walk.
Yep.
Says something like, come on. And then some kid.
This is more than I expected, Doug. I expected this.
Kang asked me this morning, would Gator laugh?
What do you think, Doug? Is he laughing?
Kang, I'm having problems retweeting us for our listeners. I don't know why.
Spectacular.
All right, I'll try it.
All right, see if you can, and then I can
He's just staring it down. Then they go to a crowd shot where the crowd's trying to catch the ball, and all these idiots just put their arms up, but nobody comes close to catching the ball, and it lands on some poor toddler's head. Just smokes him.
Kang asked, will he laugh? Do you think he'll laugh when he sees this?
I feel bad for the kid. I really do. But it's funny.
I Google search. There doesn't appear to be any reports of any serious injury. But the adults did that poor young man no favors.
None.
I mean, what's that kid, like 6? Five?
Oh, I think he's less than that.
Whatever he is, there was no help for the adults.
Oh, my
around.
God. And dude who's wearing red after the kid gets hit, and he's just upset with himself because he's got – does he have the kid in his arm?
He might.
And he's trying to one-hand it?
He tried to one-hand the baseball.
Worst dad of the year.
You think that's his dad?
Oh, my God. How awful is that? Dude. Oh, and there's somebody that's got a glove that's a couple rows in front and makes not even a wave at the ball. He's just holding the glove like up by his head, but not like reaching to make a catch. Like, why do you even have the glove if you're not going to make an effort?
Right.
And this guy, you just let your kid get smoked by a home run ball from Shohei. I hope they gave the kid. Now that's a home run ball. I hope the kid gets.
Right.
Because he should go get Shohei to sign the stitching of the ball imprint on his forehead.
Well, you can see the video now. It's been tweeted out at DungGator971. So the answer is yes. Gator would laugh. 248-539-9797.
I was able to freeze frame it right at impact. I mean, poor kid. Just get smoked. And the look on everybody else's face as they in vain try to make this catch. There's a guy wearing a blue t-shirt and a hat, and he's got a beard, and he's sort of pivoted towards where the kid is. Both hands are up in the air like he's doing the wave.
Yeah.
Dude, catch the ball. All these other fans, they're all reaching out, but clearly nowhere near where the ball is. Like, do you not have any concept of a trajectory of the baseball? You're right there. You're at the end of its arc. It's not going to all of a sudden shift change and go over to the left. Make the play. Save a kid.
You know, we were talking about cheese yesterday and Swiss cheese. This is the Swiss cheese of fans in the outfield.
So funny.
Well,
so funny. So funny.
Something is getting confirmed right now. You can
what?
The Gator doesn't like kids.
I don't have a problem with kids. They should protect the child here. I'm making fun. What I think is funny is how bad these parents are. They're all around here. All these adults that could make the play, and they're not. The one guy, seriously, looks like he's on a roller coaster going, woo! Make the catch!
You can check it out at DougAndGator971 on Twitter. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. I saw something written about the NBA Finals, and it irritated me to a degree, and I'm trying to figure out why. But anyway, we'll get to that coming up today at 11:21. 248-539-9797. Let's go to DJ in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, DJ.
Fellas, what up, though?
How you doing, right? DJ?
Hey.
I'm great, man. Good. I just wanted to call in and just double down and tell you you're doing the absolute 1,000% correct thing. As far as what you're doing with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, see, yeah, man. So, you know, around here, amongst the many kind of stuff and things I do, I coach high school basketball around here. So I always hear parents talking about, well, my kids don't do this, and they don't listen, they don't do this, they don't do that. And I just look and say, well, that's you. They're kids. They are what you make them. You understand what I'm saying? I heard you say, Doug, hey, man, well, I've been warning them and warning them and warning them and warning them. Well, guess what? You're taking accountability and coming up with a action to stop this problem. So I don't think it's extreme. I think what you're showing is, hey, man, for every action, there's a reaction. If you want to dirty up my car and keep dirtying up my car, I'm going to dirty up your room until you fix it. So I am with you 1,000%. This has to be stopped. And that's on you, Doug. You taking accountability.
I guess it's about time because, I mean, we've got a 22-year-old son, and this has been going on since he was little, although he's not as much of a problem anymore. He doesn't live at home. But the other two, there's junk in the car all the time. Like So I'm just taking it out of the car and putting it in their bed.
So in a weird way, it's funny, man. I guess one of the reasons that's kind of – I called for that reason. But also on a weird way, on a side note, I called because I own a business, man. And, you know, I have work vehicles. And I have grown up – I call them grown child adults who they have my work vehicles. And just 2 days ago, I get in one of my work vans, man. I see everything that they have eaten for, like, the past 3 weeks. They are grown babies. I see Jolly Ranchers. I see rallies. And that is just, like, totally unexcusable. So guess what? Me as the owner, I had to take accountability and told my supervisors what we're going to do is if I find any garbage, any toothpicks, anything in my vehicles, you're being docked your pay because we should not have this issue with a bunch of adults.
Let me ask you this, DJ. Would this ever happen in that sweet 72 Eldorado of yours?
Absolutely 1,000, completely not. No. Listen, my daughter got in there the other day, and she looked like she was about to open up a bag of Butter Maid, and I just stared at her. And she just looked at me, and I looked back, and I said, yeah, you bet not even dare. And then she put it in her little pocket. No, not at all. Ain't no eating in El Dorado, not at all.
So 3 weeks ago, DJ posted a picture on Twitter of this beautiful, beautiful red 72 convertible Eldorado.
He's speaking your language.
And I responded to it. I need a ride. I got a ride shotgun in that. And it's a beautiful car. It was a beautiful day back on May 14th to do that. I still want to ride in that car.
My dog, man. All you guys are great guys, man. If I bump into you out, man, you know I come out to Twin Peaks or whatever. Here's the thing, though. We need some good weather.
Yeah.
No, it's 100%. 100%.
Today's feeling very May. Thank you, DJ. We go to Rob. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how are you, gentlemen?
Doing great. Thank you.
Doug, when I heard that saying, I was immediately teleported 50 years ago because my father used to do this to me as a teen.
Yeah.
He used the bed as a communication method. You know, if there was, if you found stuff in the garbage, if you found garbage in the car, it was on my bed. But he also used it to get me to do things that he thought I was procrastinating on, like, you got to do the yard work, and I'd find the accessories for yard work on the bed. If I was supposed to be doing something for school, I'd find it on my bed. So he used the bed as a communication method, and it was really effective.
I'm desperate times, man. I finally said enough. Started with straw wrappers. I find straw wrappers, gum wrappers. Mm. They're going right in the bed. Today there's going to be a cup when I get home. It gets put in my son's bed. They don't know I'm doing this. And none of you are going to tell them. And let's see how long until they figure it out. You leave it in the car, goes into bed.
This is what there's not going to be in the car is loose change because
nobody's leaving cash.
Nobody does that.
You're right. Doug, I like your new policy towards your kids. I also have a late teen, early 20s at home. Based on experience, they will sleep in their beds with the trash. And I am not joking. This will happen.
They'll just knock it on the ground.
Doug thinks it's bad the kids don't pick up after themselves. Imagine your wife being just as bad. It's not worse, if not worse, than the teenagers. Then add in a 3 and 6-year-old on top of that, of the wife and 2 teenagers. I have an 8-passenger SUV to transport 5 people that refuse to pick up after themselves. LOL. This is Joanne from Detroit via ticket text. She writes, Doug, instead of putting the trash in the kids' bed, don't let them drive the car until they clean it up after themselves. We've tried some of that, but then that means when they need to get places, I'm like, I don't want you to get fired. So I either have to drive you now or,
is there some sort of trash bag in the car? Have you tried that method?
Yeah, we have.
That's aggravating. Yep. I'm sorry, Doug.
Here's a common theme I noticed. It's confirmed Gator hates children. LOL. That's from DoorDash Jeff.
That's not true. No. That's not a stat of the day. That is not true.
Let me see. We got more of that. Gator hates kids, so that reaction checks out. from Kai Tech, Gator really enjoys seeing his kid getting hurt.
Who knows if the kid was hurt? Did the video cut out before we could see if there was any real damage? We don't know.
Five Shadow 87. Gonna be hard to beat the Gator as a child hater charges with now how hard he's laughing.
Well, it was funny. I wasn't expecting it. I think everybody's reaction would have been the same when they first saw the video. What was your reaction?
I thought it was funny.
Thank you, sir.
6 minutes and laugh.
I don't need to reclaim my time as a senator, but we just needed your initial reaction was yes, I laughed. Thank you very much.
And then I moved on. You laughed and you laughed and you kept laughing.
I had some time.
Then you told everybody how funny it was.
Well, Kang, did you find this video?
Yes.
Okay, and what did you do when you first saw it?
I want Gator to see this. Right.
But did you laugh? Of course you laughed. And then the next thing you did was, Doug, you got to see this.
No, it literally was for show purposes.
He literally said, the first thing he said is, we need to make Gator watch this video on the air. And I turned and I thought, okay, I said, Shohei got hurt last night and it's bad? And then I realized, no, it was a kid getting smoked in the face by a home run ball. Oh, Gator will love it.
I initially thought it was going to be a shot of Shohei hitting a foul ball right to the camera because it was a weird camera angle because it was taken off of a TV. Yep. So that's what I thought it was going to be. But let the record show, all three of us laughed at the video.
Let the record also
that's
show. Fact.
That's a stat. No, that's a stat
that
right
is,
there.
That is true.
Dee-dee-dee.
Let's also let the record show that two of us had giggles. One of us stopped the show to laugh for 4 minutes straight.
Now is the time where you can enjoy it a little bit more. Before the show, you're like, we got to get the show together, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have time to continue to dwell on it or really enjoy it.
There you go.
Well, it was funny. We all laughed.
All right, Dan Campbell at the podium at this hour, and we have him talking about Frank Ragnow. Is that correct? Interesting to hear what he had to say about the sudden retirement of the Lions center. We'll play it for you. Coming up at 11:31 here on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, we had to pull an audible. We'll get to this NBA thing in a minute, but Dan Campbell at the podium speaking at this hour. And we just saw it. Kang, you've got, it's being edited and loaded into our system here as we speak. So this is him talking about.
This first cut is about him and how much they'll miss Frank and if it was about the contract at all or not.
Okay. And so this is Dan Campbell speaking at the podium down at Allen Park at this hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay.
And he was pretty emotional when he was talking about it. I mean, fairly emotional, where obviously, you know, he loved Frank as a person as well, not just as a player.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of guy Dan Campbell is. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. You see him after games. He gets emotional after games. And obviously when one of the toughest players I've ever seen play the game is going to call it quits, and you know that that's a Dan Campbell guy, I expected him to get emotional.
Well, look, you know, it's Detroit loves their role players, their non-star players. Detroit loves their guys that, do the little things. And
well,
what's up?
One of those players that Detroit loves, Dan Campbell just said, is going to be out for a while, conservatively November, and that's Malcolm Rodriguez. Will not be starting the season out. Now, he was an ACL with him. Is that what he injured last year?
I believe so. Let me double check.
So this is another one of the, I mean, this we talked a lot about, we always talk about Hutch and a little bit about Ali McNeil, but a bunch of these players had season-ending injuries last year, and they're going to miss time. How much time? We don't know. Now we're starting. It's starting to filter out a little bit. Malcolm Rodriguez, according to Dan Campbell, conservatively November for his return.
Well, damn. I guess their job this year, the low bar to clear is, it was an ACL, is make the playoffs and hopefully be healthy by the time they get healthy and back up to speed. Like a Lee McNeil, when he first hits the field, probably isn't going to be peak of Lee McNeil. Get him ready to go for the playoffs. Malcolm Rodriguez, get him ready to go for the playoffs. And I'm not saying it's a given they're going to make the playoffs. I'm just saying they can, if they get healthy, okay, and make the playoffs and go into the postseason healthy, I'll stack their chances up against anybody. I say here in June before I've seen them take one snap in a regular season game, but you know, a healthy Detroit Lions team a year ago had a much better chance to win the Super Bowl than the team that they put on the field in the postseason. So
absolutely, and but you start to put some of these things together here, and you know, the Lee McNeil not likely to come back anytime soon as well. We don't know when he's going to come back, but it looks like it's going to be a while for him. You go back and look at the draft, and with the Ragnow news, and you look back at the first two picks that they made in that draft, mm-hmm. were Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, who's likely to get a lot of opportunity to play early because of a Lee McNeil's injury and others. And then the second round, they take Tate Ratledge, who may or may not be the starting center when the season opens. We'll see what they decide to do, if Ratledge stays at guard or if he goes to center. A lot of people think he's going to go to center. It may make sense. And I know a lot of people would have liked to have seen Jihad Campbell, the linebacker, being taken in the first round as opposed to Tyleek Williams. But all this kind of plays together with what you're looking at for this the start of the season. They're going to play without some guys.
Yeah, last year, I mean, you kind of forgot about Rodriguez, but it's a year injury. He got hurt November last year, ACL. It's going to take 12 months conservatively, though, now that Campbell says. That's why they had guys like Jamal Adams playing linebacker for this team when at the end of the year when it meant something and they needed to win those games. So they went out and got another linebacker. You know, they're trying to get deep here, man.
And Barnes had a season-ending injury as well. So, you know, how long is Barnes going to be out for?
Okay, let's get – this is part two. Dan Campbell talking about the what's next life without Frank Ragnow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So when he says big boy, I'm assuming that's Kalijah Kancey or Vita Vea.
Yeah.
It was Vea.
It would make sense. That would be one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a very emotional Dan Campbell. Very emotional Dan Campbell.
If 6'4" and 347 pounds of Vita Vea, would that qualify as big boy?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's... it's tough for him to say goodbye to that guy.
Yeah, I think for everybody. For the team, I imagine the players are totally distraught. And you got a guy like, I bet you that Taylor Decker is probably beside himself right now. You know, Taylor Decker's another guy who's pretty emotional. And, you know, these two guys have been playing together for 7 years. And they started this whole thing together. So it's tough. It's really tough because Frank Ragnow was arguably the best center in the National Football League. Pro Football Focus just came out with their rankings of all 32 centers in the league. And they have to do it without Frank Ragnow. Tate Ratledge is number 32 in the league. Yeah. Because you have no idea.
No idea.
Because he never, didn't play center in college. Played really well as a guard, starting for 4 years there. Had a really good pass blocking, run blocking rate. All that stuff was really good. But you don't know. So this is an impactful decision by Frank Ragnow. And the right decision for Frank. He made it. It's his decision. And it's tough, and it'll be tough on the Lions, but they'll be able to recover. The question is, how will they do it, and how long will it take before you get to a level? I doubt you're ever going to get to the level of Frank Ragnow, but a level of competency and consistency that it is playing winning football.
Many of the beat writers are reporting that the Lions were well aware that he was strongly considering retirement leading up to this. So, that's Dan Campbell at the podium down in Elm Park speaking to the media right now. And again, if you're just joining us, the news is it probably will be conservatively, he estimates, November before we will see Malcolm Rodriguez out on the field. So, Gator, you want to do Stanley Cup, you want to do NBA, or do you want to combine them? And the reason I ask, well, I guess we'll start with the combine because it's not a big, long topic. The week off thing sucks.
It's brutal. I think there were 7 days off for one of the NHL teams, and it's six. I think it's 6 days off for the six or seven for the NBA. 6 days off for the NBA because they finished up on Saturday night, right?
Yep.
That's a long ass time between the conference finals and the actual finals. It seems like it's way too long. I get 3 days. 3 days off seems like a long time, but okay, here we are.
Well, I mean, you're just getting to the point where, should I start planning my meals around what TV wants me to do? Should I raise my kids the way TV tells me I should raise my kids? Should I, every decision I make in life, should I consult the television networks first? Because that's what's going on in sports.
How do they handle messy workers in Severance?
Right. the TV, they give them small trinkets. And they get very excited about it. That's how they.
Okay.
In TV is dictating this. We want set dates for the finals, and so it's easy for us to plan and sell the advertising, and we know when the games are, and blah 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 blah. The hotel rooms and ballrooms and conference space and media events, and we can plan it all ahead of time if we have set dates. And so when things end quickly, the previous round, we get 6 and 7 day layoffs. And that sucks.
It kills all momentum that either sport was trying to build towards. And if you're going to have that much time off between, then there should be some sort of promotion leading up to it, how great it's going to be. Use every opportunity you have to promote. We got a rematch in the Stanley Cup Finals. Remember how great it was last year, and it came down to, it was seven games last year, and Edmonton, the best player in hockey over the last 10 years has been Connor McDavid. He's chasing his first Stanley Cup with Leon Draisaitl. And on the other side, you've got one of the Kachucks and Sam Bennett, who is doing unbelievable things in the playoffs, and a goaltender in Bobrovsky, who just shuts things down. It should be promoted. And we didn't hear hardly anything about that leading up to the game last night. Then you've got the NBA, and what a fresh look we've got.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City and Indiana. Now, they're not household teams, but damn it, Oklahoma City should be. They were outstanding in the regular season. And they've got one of the true star players in the league. And in Indiana side, here's Tyrese Halliburton, who is really coming out this year and showing up in the playoffs, has had an unbelievable playoffs. This is exciting. It's a lot of fun. And it feels like everything was killed, just murdered before it had a chance to get going.
It probably doesn't feel that way if your team's involved, but it feels that way to me. Just as a fan that,
did we have to wait this long for the Red Wings when they were competing for Stanley Cups? I mean, I guess it's been forever, since 2009, since they were in the Cup Finals.
Dude, I barely remember what I did yesterday.
I understand. But I'm feeling that there was no way that we waited nearly a week.
Well, this doesn't happen every year, right? If the previous series go long, but this does feel like way, way too long a break. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Hey, we've got a Are You Gonna Eat That at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket. Do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. Remember this, if you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Nobody wants to be the filter. Get your water filtered before you drink it. 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. Improve your water score. Improve the water in your home. Improve the colors in your laundry. How good you feel when you get out of the shower. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer. Tell them Doug Karsh sent you. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. As always, phone calls and feedback here in the Karsh and Anderson radio program. I finally agree with Doug. These kids are lazy. I keep my vehicle clean, and when my son used it, he always left trash. He has his own vehicle now, and I can't believe the stuff left in the vehicle, on the floor, the seats. His girlfriend is the same way. This is from RC Downriver.
This happens in your car? Did you get a car for the kids that they share, or is it
in our car? We have five people in the house. We've had three cars for some time, but
because if it's in like mom or dad's car,
yeah. Well, there's there's one car that I usually drive, one car my wife usually drives, but there's a lot of rotation of vehicles. Greg writes in, I think there's a window at noon to cut my lawn. That's called dedication. Hashtag Thursday mow. Yeah, I don't think I'm mowing today.
I don't know. Might be wet.
If there's a window, it's one of those tarps on the field, find the window, get this game in.
Right.
I just saw a video that Smooth Johnny Kane put out there from FanDuel driving through Chicago, getting ready to go to the ballpark. It looks beautiful in Chicago today. So that portends, that looks like it's going to be really nice for the weekend here in Detroit. But today, are we done with the rain now?
I actually think we are.
I think we might be.
So maybe.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Maybe, just maybe. It depends how much you got.
Yeah, it also kind of depends on, is the sun supposed to come out? Is it going to dry up?
I had a little bit of ponding in the front yard, so I'm going to guess that you guys are probably similar.
Yep.
Probably not a Thursday mow.
I'm thinking it might be a Friday mow, although it's supposed to rain overnight, but the sun is supposed to be out tomorrow, it does appear. But We shall see. All right. The Lions probably knew earlier than today about Malcolm Rodriguez. That's why they signed Zach Cunningham. That's from an unnamed texter. It's possible. I mean, Zach Cunningham kind of feels like a low-risk, potentially high-reward guy. He was a pretty good player in this league. Probably won't be, in which case you just cut him.
I'm guessing they knew the moment that he got hurt last year that it was going to take forever. Not forever, but they know how long it typically takes, and they just haven't discussed it until today.
The one thing about it is, like, you know, they've actually got some depth in the linebacker room, but they were signing guys off the street that were starting games for them last year. That's a low point. The fact that they brought in Zach Cunningham and Tristan Colon yesterday, the guard center, these players are not being signed off the street and asked to play on Sunday. They're being signed in the beginning of June and asked to maybe contribute months from now. So already it's a better, they're in a better emergency situation, and maybe these guys can help them play. But they literally had guys that had been Lions for days taking snaps. It's unbelievable that they got to 15 wins last year. It really is. 248-539-9797. Regarding the video with a kid, Gator laughed to the...
We all laughed.
Well, two of us giggled. One of us one of us lost it.
No, we all laughed.
And I think we know what really happened there. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, something funny happened. We all responded to it. It was funny.
The ball hit a kid in the head. Texter says,
it's funny that the ball hit the kid in the head. It was funny that none of the adults around him could corral the baseball that looked so pathetically unathletic that the result
so
was.
So if the ball hadn't hit the kid, you would have still laughed.
Yes.
Yeah, no, right. You wouldn't. Yeah, right. See, he can't even say it with a straight face, people. Right now he's laughing.
I would have laughed not as heartily. Uh-huh. As, I mean, look, if I could freeze frame it with all these idiots with their arms straight up in the air and like absolutely not in position to make a catch, yes, that's funny. It's a little funny when he's trying to
reshape the narrative at this point.
No, I'm not. It's all funny. We all laughed.
No, Gator, Doug, he would have scrolled right past it. Everyone missed the ball. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
The fact that it smoked the kid, and by the way, Gator said this. Well, we don't know, you know, that he's hurt. Dude, he took an Ohtani rocket to the dome. I don't think he's walking it off.
He's fine. Kid's fine.
Anyway.
We all laughed.
Feedback coming in on this. Can we get Dan Campbell's reaction to the video of the kid getting smoked by the home run ball? Probably not.
Might cheer him up, though, right, Gator?
One listener asked what the exit velo was off the kid's head.
Oh.
We need sports science back.
I wonder what the launch angle might be off the... You can see the video at DougGator971. All right, so I mentioned this earlier this hour, and then the Dan Campbell sound came in, and we wanted to play it for you. I'm flipping through, getting ready for the show today. I'm reading about the NBA Finals, and I notice two major websites, The Athletic and USA Today, basically wrote stories about how the TV ratings for this series, the NBA Finals, aren't going to be very good. I mean, one of them is, are people going to watch and all that? And I'm thinking to myself, TV ratings and market size have zero bearing on the entertainment value of a series. They don't mean anything.
Right.
Telling people before the series even starts, and I don't know why this bothers me so much, but writing about how the TV ratings are going to be down is almost licensing people not to watch because there's not teams in a big market or it doesn't have the star value. When the truth is, when two teams take to the floor, they have every chance of being entertaining as hell to those who aren't committed to either team, as if it were two teams from bigger markets. And it bothers me before the series even starts. Are we writing this because we feel bad for the networks? That they're not going to get big numbers? That the executives aren't going to get quite as rich? Why are we writing this?
It's not like these are high school teams going at it.
Right.
I mean, these are two NBA teams that were actually quite good during the regular season and now have advanced to the finals. They're very good at what they do. I mean, you're talking about an Indiana team that knocked off some pretty big teams to get where they're at, and an Oklahoma City team that had literally the best record in basketball. Who cares if they play in OKC?
Yeah.
You'll be entertained. If you like basketball or have any interest at all in watching the NBA Finals just because, well, I'll tune into the final, you're going to be entertained. These are two really good teams. You know, Indiana plays like this defensive style, and they've got a dynamic point guard who's really coming into his own. And, you know, the other side, good God, SGA is incredible.
I have no rooting interest. I really don't. I'll hate watch, but that isn't really, to me, much of a rooting interest. I don't want Indiana to win it all, and I don't think they will. But I also, I'm getting more and more irritated with SGA. We just haven't had to face him in a big series or a big game yet where he does his Jalen Brunson thing. And so I'm, you know, it is what it is, but I am really, really, Scott Anderson, irritated by the fact that people are already writing about, is anybody going to watch this? This could be the greatest series ever. It could be. It could be wildly entertaining. It could be buzzer beater after buzzer beater. It could be bad blood. There could be drama.
Yeah, right. Now, are people in New York or LA going to watch? I don't care.
I don't either.
If they choose not to watch because they're butthurt, their teams aren't there, then that's their decision. But if you just like basketball, tune in. You're going to see a great final.
I will say there is some TV ratings reporting that I don't dislike necessarily, and that is when it's over. Did people watch? When it's over, the ratings were pretty good for the Detroit Grand Prix. Oh, that's cool. I'm happy for that.
Even if the drivers didn't like it.
Yeah. The I always will check the ratings on the Rocket Classic when it comes to Detroit. Did people watch? Did this capture attention outside of Detroit?
And you hope it does.
You hope it does.
It's a great event here.
But I don't mind TV rating stuff when it's over. How did the public respond?
But to do it before,
does that bother me too much?
No,
or do you understand?
I totally understand it.
Hang,
totally
am I being too sensitive? Or
no, I get it. I get tired of the superstar big market crap. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not a fan of the sport, then that's what draws you in. Fine, but if there's a lot of people that like their sport, hockey fans, basketball fans, tune in and watch the two teams that outlasted everybody else fight for a championship, and then you might get, you're probably going to get, most of the time, more than not, a good series, you know, and hopefully a fun series. Everyone else, I'm kind of with you, Doug, you know, get over it.
Yeah.
This seems like this is a guy or whoever it is that wrote this article.
Well, there was two of them, but yes.
Yeah, they're writing this almost like to call their shot.
Yeah, maybe.
If the ratings come out and they back what they say, then they can thump their chest and say, see, sold you. Or they'll be like, well, I couldn't believe it. What a great series it was. Who knew? Well, anybody with a brain that wants to just watch the two teams that actually made it to the finals.
All right. With all that said, we do have a first place baseball team with the best record in baseball. We will talk about them in our Twitter poll coming up today at 12:05. Another edition. Are you going to eat that at 12:35 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.